I just had a conversation with a friend of mine now that is making me rethink how I look at the thought of gatekeepers, specifically how it pertains to women in the world that exist in the world of music. And by that, I mean this, that we live in a world right now where the common thought within the zeitgeist says or thinks, oh man, well, now in the age of the internet, when you can produce your own music, everybody has access to recording gear and you can put it up on Spotify and have the ability for people to find your work. Now we no longer live in this world of gatekeepers where you had to impress the label heads who wanted you to act a certain way, dress a certain way, take photos a certain way of yourself, or be something, anything other than what you wanted to be as our, we live in this world where you could just be purely artistic. It doesn't matter because there's no gatekeepers anymore. Do your thing. Okay, yes. While for a lot of us and in a lot of situations, all of us, this might be true. A conversation I had just now with a friend of mine made me realize that in some instances, there may be more gatekeepers than ever before. Okay, I'm in my car right now because I don't feel like wasting my time trying to get back to the studio and record this on a proper microphone. I don't want to lose this feeling, this almost excitement of new understanding that I have right now. So I'm just going to record this in my car right now. Actually, I just pulled up to my house. So I'm just going to sit here and I just want to share a thought that I have no answers to right now. It's a thought that I've just become aware of this. Well, I'm not fully aware, but just reminded of and heard a really interesting perspective of that I want to share with you and add it to the pot of all the ideas you're thinking about this week. And the thought is this. I was hanging out with my friend, Misty Boyce, who is a badass. And we were talking about being a woman putting out I took my foot off the brake and apparently I'm so excited to record this that I didn't even put my car in park. Okay. All right. We're in park. I'm safe. We were talking about being a woman in the music industry right now, specifically as someone putting out their own music. And she was sharing, I was asking questions about her experience as an artist. On one hand, she is a solo artist putting out her own music and songwriting and killing it on that front. And on the other hand, she also is a backing musician, singing and playing behind other artists. So she has like this really wide scope of musicianship that I just think is freaking brilliant. We were talking about specifically her as the artist side of her. She was sharing that sometimes she's put albums out where the album cover doesn't have a photo of her on it. It's just a piece of artwork. And she's gotten a lot of response by people saying, well, you should put yourself on the album cover. We want to see you on it. And I was asking her about her experience with that and how she thinks about it. And what does that look like as a woman who is an artist in that world? Something I'm just clueless about outside of the gift of sharing thoughts with me that my other friends who are women in these situations have shared with me. And she was talking about back in the day when you would have record labels and A&R people who would demand, like, you're a woman who is putting out an album. Well, we want to get like what I call a bombshell album cover, where we want to make you look as sexy as possible because that's what sells. And so for the longest time, the thought process for me, and I mean, I'm assuming other friends of mine, is that, oh, the A&R, this like the gross A&R producer, record label heads who are demanding women look like this, put like, but like cassette sells, right? And so like you got to be this, you got to look like this, you got to do these things. And so the judgment was placed on these gatekeepers who were demanding this. It was so freaking gross. And now we don't really have these gross across the board gatekeepers anymore that you have to impress. You could just be yourself and put out this expression of yourself. And she said that something was really fascinating to me, which was the same thing exists. Sex still sells. Like these bombshell album covers still sell because now in the thumbnails and what people are clicking on social media and clicking to listen to on Spotify, that is the thing a lot of people are attracted to. And so if you, there's this pressure as a female artist to think about, okay, well, I've got to have this sexy album cover out because I know that more, literally it will translate to more streams. And it got me thinking as we're talking, I realize, man, these gatekeepers haven't completely disappeared. Now, instead of these few gatekeepers that are the heads of labels holding your future in their hands, well, now it's millions of gatekeepers holding your future in your hands, and the pressure is still there. But now the gatekeeper exists within the person who's clicking on the link on their phone. And so that feeling of being torn, where do I find myself in the balance of this? What direction? And no judgment to anybody that's gone, yeah, I'm going to do this. Or it's difficult too, because it's complicated. Like a woman put an album out with a bombshell album cover is like, that could be an artistic expression. We talked about Dolly Parton and how to her, this image that she conveys is almost a character that she has made, or an artist that she has made that she puts on. And it's almost been empowering to, not almost, it's been totally empowering from what I've heard with interviews with Dolly Parton. Like she has taken ownership of it. And so now she is in control. And so this isn't a thought about any like judgment statements on any artist or anybody's decision making. It's this thought of just, I guess what I just wanted to share with you, just think about that. I feel like I'm going to be just mulling this over today, thinking about that, those pressures. It's a reminder for me that those pressures on female artists still exists, and there still is an unbalance. Also, I'm reminded that I can be in my same city and travel. This whole part of traveling, I could travel physically to another country and experience new cultures, new ways of thinking, new experiences that are outside my own path in life. Or this is a freaking reminder that I'm constantly surrounded by mental travel, by life travel, by this experience that my way of existing, my journey is not everybody else's way. It sure as hell is not necessarily the right way and the only way. It's so different for everybody else. And my gratitude when anybody else is willing to open up and share their story with me, because I feel like my world, just like it does when I'm in Europe, my world just opens up that much more to understanding a tiny slice of this experience, what it means to be human. And even professionally right now, as I am continuing to play behind badass female artists, whether or that is musically or taking photos, man, this act of completely going within ourselves and pulling something out, then the act of sharing it with the world and wanting as many people to see it or hear it and experience or be impacted by it as possible, and what goes into that and how that affects us and affects our creative process and affects our creative decisions when it comes to sharing it with people. Man, all of this shit is so damn complicated sometimes.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.